holding meeting this. We have the fourth parak. Amem Aleph Mabez. Mi shahutzi uhu nochrim oiruach ra. He was taken out beyond the tchum. So we mentioned before that a person who goes beyond the tchum only has dalad amos. He's allowed to move dalad amos. So let's say he was taken out against his will. So what's the loch over there? The loch is still ain lo ela dalad amos. He only has dalad amos to move when he's beyond the tchum. However, hichziruhu kilo lo yotze. If then they against his will bring him back, so he's considered as if he never left. And more we'll discuss. It means if he comes back against his, and he decides to come back against the halacha, so then he doesn't gain kilo lo yotze. If they bring him back against his will, then it's if he never left. Person who left intentionally and then was brought back against his will. So it was the kanas, but the fact that he left intentionally, even though he's brought back against his will, he only has dalad amos. But a person who was taken out against his will and brought back against his will is kilo lo yotze. Holichuhu le'irach eris. They brought him to a different city and they put him down in the other city. And that city has mechitzas around it. Nusanuhu bedir oy besahar. They put him in an enclosed area. There was an area where they'd keep the animals. Sar was also an area where they'd keep the animals. It was used for the goal of a sar was that they would enclose an area. The animals would pasture there for a period of time, and while they were in the pasturing, they would also fertilize the area with their glolim, and then they would pick up. Move them to another area and do the same thing. So they would keep making a closure around there. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Mahalach Eskula. Once he's inside an enclosed area, so that closed area has equivalent to loch of dalad amos. He's allowed to go anywhere in the enclosed area. So they put him inside of a city which has an enclosure around it. He gets the whole city. He was sure. Rabbi Kiva, Imrim Ein Lo Ela Dalad Amos. No, he only gets Dalad Amos. Okay, Ma'isa Shabo Mi Flandresin. However you pronounce that. There was a Ma'isa that they were traveling from this place called Flandresin, and Vifliga Sunosin B'Yam. Now the way the Rebbe Yerushin says the case was that they had arrived Erev Shabbos into near the port. Then a storm wind came up and blew them back out. So the more we'll discuss it, let's say for argument's sake that there's no tchum l'mala mi'asara. We measure asara for this purpose from the bottom of the river, lake, whatever they're traveling on. When you get close to the port, so it's more shallow. If the bottom of the boat is within 10 tefachim of the ground, so that's considered that you're within a malkum. So now tchum starts. So for the beginning of Shabbos, their boat is within 10 tefachim of the ground, they have a tchum. Now the wind blew them out beyond the tchum. So they went out against their will beyond the tchum. That's the case which we were discussing before. So, but they're inside the boat. They're in the enclosed in the boat. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, your mahocha was kula. So they held, once you're in a closed area, you can go move the whole area. So even though it's more than dalad amos, they were allowed to move throughout the boat. Rishu and Rikiva did not go beyond their dalad amos. Shirotzu lahachmer latzman, because they wanted to be machmer. The more is going to ask, what do you mean? Rashi pointed out, the more is going to ask, what do you mean they wanted to be machmer? That's their shita. The David passed, and you're mechuyev. It's also to go beyond dalad amos. So why is Lashon of lahachmer? The more is going to ask that Rashi. A different case, they were traveling and they the normal is the port. So it's, you know, the what's the word I'm looking for? Where you moor the boat, but next to the riverbank. It's called a normal. And
the dock.
Thank you, that's what I was looking for. Okay. So the question was, are they allowed in that situation to are we allowed to leave the boats? So let's assume for if at the beginning of Shabbos, it only docked when it was already Shabbos. At the beginning of Shabbos, they were kaveh tchum out there where the boat was, because tchum is nikra at the beginning of Shabbos. And now they've traveled more than 2,000 amas from that spot to where they are, so they have a problem of that they went beyond their tchum, so they can't go out of the boat. So he said, Amar lehem b'tor matem, you're allowed to go down. Shekvar ha'yisi mistakel, b'ina b'secha tchum ad shaloi chashecha. I was able to calculate that before it became dark, before tchum took effect, we were within the tchum of the city. And since we were within the tchum of the city, and we had asked to be shavus over there by the dock, so that's as if we were shavus by the city. And if you allow them to go out and go into the city, you have the full city to move in. So Grashi, Misha, Tziu, Nochri, B'chutz, the tchum, the goyim took him beyond the tchum. A ruch ra, a person was shechus by shade. Rashi says that a shade entered into the person. Nitrifa daito, and he lost his mind. Viyotze, he just ran wildly chutz the tchum. Va'acharkach nishtap. Afterwards, he came back to his senses. Verehu chutz the tchum, and he's standing beyond the tchum. So he only has dalaramis. Hechzi rule the shechut tchum if they brought him against his will back into the tchum. He gets go back to the situation as if the city is Dalat Amos, and he gets 2,000 Amos in all directions. They take him to another city, and the city is in a closed area. These were areas which were enclosed, but even though the enclosure could be quite large, they would sometimes take a large herd of animals, close a very large area, the animals will pasture there, etc. So even so, you get the Mahalachas Kula, the Ha'el Mukhava Mechitzes, Rehi Gadal Anamas. So Rangam Leel, the Rebosa Ben Azariah, say, you get the whole area. We plan to receive, that's the name of Shem Mokham, the name of a place, we fliga, Kashihim Yisrachekas, we swasayam, when it's leaving the bank, so going out to the middle of the water, that's called haflug. So they were maflig, but again, this is a scenario that the Ben Edison says the case was they had arrived and they were forced back out. And it's taken from the Lashon Laz, you find that the Shulus Hayam is where that's the main flow of the water, the current of the water is called pilg. So all those clothes moved throughout the whole boat. So Hayimel Halchim Mechol Hasvina, the Alpha Pisha Hasvina Halachas B'Shabes. Even though it's Yotzechus the Tchum, the ship went beyond the Tchum. How can Misha Yotzechus the Tchum when Nitan B'Dir B'Sarish Hasvina Mechitzas Lo? The ship has Mechitzas. That's equivalent being, according to them, being put into the deer of the Sar, which they hold. You can walk throughout the whole area. So Yotzelahachmer, but Rabbi Kiva and Yeshua didn't because they wanted to be machmer. Mefarshim more explains what's lashon lots of the hachmer. That's their ikar psak. Well, the lama is port to Belaz as a port. Yeshama svinos yotzes min hayam lesvosay. That's where that the ships leave are able to leave the body of water to go to the bank. But all they read. Can we leave the ship, go into the city? Did we travel beyond the tchum from the time that it came dark, that Shabbos started, and therefore we'd be also to go beyond into the city, or did we not travel beyond the tchum? So he says, I was meistakel. The verse says that he had set a looking glass. To a distance of 2,000 amas. So things were in focus at 2,000 amas. So he could tell if it was in focus, so he knew that they're already within the tchum. And if it wasn't in focus yet, it means they were beyond the tchum. So that was his way of keeping track of that. Okay, it's a little bit of an egotic interlude. Let's look at more. Turn around. So you mentioned Ruach Ra. Okay, so Gimel Devar Mavirin is Adam Al Daito Al Das Kerner. There are three things that cause a person to go against, do something other than what he really would want to do, or what his creator wants him to do. Elohim Ud Kechabim. Sometimes Goyim force people to do things they don't want to do. Ruach Ra. Or the person gets this Ruach Ra, which is a moment of madness. The poverty pressures the person to do things he doesn't really want to do. Why am I telling you this? Why is it important that you should know that? Is the boy Rachmi allowed? These are three things you should daven that they should never be. You should never have. Gimel Ein Roin Pnei Gehenim. There's the people who do not see the face of Gehenim. They don't even get near it. Because they got such Gehenim in this world, they don't need to go to Gehenim. Elohim, they are. Dikduke Aniyus, a person who's impoverished. Chelimayim, a person who has intestinal illness. Maharashus. Rashi says that means he has creditors, or his debtors, right, that are coming to claim the debt.
Credit.
He has creditors who are coming to claim the debt. And they're constantly bothering him. So that they hound him and it makes his life unbearable. Some say that the further fourth person who doesn't see Bnei Gehenim is a person who has an Isha Ra. So living with a woman who's a shrew is tantamount to having Gehenim in this world. He doesn't need to get it in that world. So why didn't the first opinion mention Isha Ra? So he said, Isha Ra, Mitzvah Lagarsha. So there's a Mitzvah to Megarsha, and if he chooses not to, then that's his own decision. So that Rashi says that I'm not responsible for it. Right, that's your decision. Versus either, so why did the other opinion, yes, include it? Zimin the Ksuvasa Merupa. Sometimes he can't afford to divorce her because the payoff of the Ksuva is too expensive. Inami Isle Bonim Ino. He has children and he needs her to help with the children. Where it says, why is it important to know these three or four things? The Kabbalah me ahava. Because more in Shabbos, at least this Gemara seems to be mashma that if you makabal ba'ava, Rashi says that it's then it's makabal properly. Person complains about the whole time. Person says, "Listen, I gave you such a good thing, and you know you're complaining about it." Once heard from Rishon Shadron, a long arichus of a case where a person was nifter. He's explaining the concept of the behind yisurim. Says, you know, the person was nifter, come to Shemayim, and he's done certain avarice, and they give him an option to come back to this world, but he's afraid he comes back to this world, he won't get it right. So he asked, he put him in a situation where the situation would prevent him from doing anything wrong, which would become a threat as Yisurim. So he's Zeichel to come back to this world, and the Shem is very happy that he's Zeichel to come back to this world in such a way that he'll do the right thing. And he's born with his Yisurim. And the rest of his life he complains about, why did you give me this Yisurim? Like, you know, you asked for them. So person doesn't know why he's got it. Shlosha Mesim Kishen Misaper. There's people, see people die when they're talking. Literally means when they're talking, which means that they're fully walking around healthy, and all of a sudden they just die.
Yisurim, which keep him from going wrong.
He would ask the Yisurim, which these Yisurim would prevent him from doing something wrong. Melohein Chelam, I am a person who has illness in his intestines. V'chaya, childbirth. Nadroika is an illness which something along the lines of diphtheria. The manaf kamino, and versus the mashmushi b'hu zavata. To prepare the zavata, Rashi translates over tachrichim. Zavata means the things you take to accompany you. So it could be can be used it for to luggage. The more Ksuvah says that the not remembering who. The Gemara says that he gave a tremendous amount of money to the tzedakah. So they asked him, what's the pshat? He says, it's a long road after you die. It was about the Kalila, and the suitcases are very light. They need to pack some more things into the suitcases. So that's the same words about this. So, but over here is referring to prepare that which accompanies them, referring to the Tachrichim. Zakrashi. He has creditors collecting. What's the afkmina? The kabina miyava. The mechaprile. These are kapora. So a person should appreciate that. Shemis apren affiliation. Ki is harbe. Shemadabrim. Even though they seem to be quite healthy, they're talking, etc. If we came mason pisa, they can die suddenly. Hadrukin is clearly a pet called Mushka. The Bach points out from the Gemara in Shabbos that it was a clearly in the bet and in the stomach, in the intestine. Okay. Zavata, Lazam and Tachrichim, to prepare the Tachrichim for the person. Okay. Aram Nachman and Mishmuel, Zat the Gemara. Yotzladas ein lo elar arbamis. A person goes out intentionally, only is dalaramis. Versus pshita, that's obvious. Why hashda misha tziu nachrim ein lo dalaramis? Our mission says a person was taken out against his will, only is dalaramis. So yotzladas, boy, obviously, you don't need to tell me if a person went out intentionally, only is dalaramis. It's a kavu chaymer. Eleim achozel ladas ein lo dalaramis. A person came back intentionally. Means even though he was taken out against his will, if he chooses to come back against the halacha, he doesn't gain, he only has dalaramis. That's his chiddush. That's something which the Mishnah already said also. The Mishnah said the person was taken out against his will. It says, Hachziru Nachrim, that the goyim brought him back against his will. Kilo lo yotze. So we understand Hechziru, who the Kilo lo yotze. When is it considered that Zibi never left? And he gets the full area when he was brought back against his will. Who the Kilo lo yotze? Abel Hechziru Nachrim. Even in the case where the goyim took him out against his will, v'chazal adas, but he came back willfully, in the will of dalaramas, he only has dalaramas. So that's clear in the Mishnah. It's only in the case where the goyim brought him back against his will. Ela ema, the chiddush of Shmuel was yotzal adas, v'chziru nachrim, in the will of dalaramas. So even though he's brought back against his will, but since he was Yotzal Adas, he only has Dalanam. So the Mishnah says, no, also not a Chiddush. We can learn that from the Mishnah also. Hatziu v'hitziru kilo lo yotzal. The scenario which the Mishnah gave was he was taken out against his will and brought back against his will. And that's what it says, he now gains the whole area. We can infer, if it's missing any one element, means your case, Shmuel, where he went out intentionally, willfully, but he came back against his will, he only gets dalaramis. That's clear in the Mishnah, right? In case of hotziu v'hitziru kilo lo yotze, hotziu v'hitziru who the kilo lo yotze. It's only case when both are true that he went out against his will and he's brought back against his will. Aba yotze l'das loy. But if he went out intentionally, willfully, even though he's brought back against his will, he doesn't get dalaramis. That could be inferred from the Mishnah. Someone says no. That's not true. I mean, it is true, but I would not necessarily see that in the Mishnah. I might have thought to learn the Mishnah the following way. If it's studied in Ketani, the Mishnah is giving you two different options. Misha tziu nachrim v'chosh ledas. Ain't el dalaramis. Al v'yotze l'das v'hitziru nachrim kilo lo yotze k'mash malon. That the Mishnah is telling me we inferred clearly in the Mishnah. The point of the Mishnah was a person who went out against his will and came back intentionally only gets dalaramis. But the other direction, the other possibility, where he went out intentionally, is brought back against his will. Maybe that brings him back to his original status. So, therefore, Shmuel pointed out that that's not true. Kamash Shmuel, no, that's not true. Boy, minemi Rabba. They asked the following question from Rabba. Who took the nakav of Mahu? He needed to relieve himself. And he's a limited area of Dalet Amos, but that was in a place which was not private. So it wasn't proper for him to relieve himself there. So does he have a right to go beyond Dalet Amos in order to relieve himself? So they asked this to Rabba. Rabba said back, Amar Lehem. Golu Kavan Abriyas Shadoich Esloi Sasei Shepetara. Kavan Abriyas, Chazal dealt with great significance, that it overrides Eloi Sasei in the Torah. Now, which Eloi Sasei does it override in the Torah? Because the Gemara actually asked in this Gemara in Bracha, says that's not true, because we have a different Chazal. Means the Pasuk of Mishlei, Ein Eitze Vein Tzivun Vein Das L'Neged Hashem. When it comes to various, you can't make any calculations. And even the more says if a person finds klayim on his clothing, he realizes he's wearing klayim deraisa in the middle of the street, you've got to take off the clothing. It's covered a breeze, right? But there's no calculation when it comes to the mitzvahs. So the more answers that the difference is by klayim deraisa, that's true, but klayim derabanan. So, Chacham permitted him to keep wearing his clothing. And the Lois said that's referring to is the Lois said the Torah of Lois Saucer, that you may not deviate from the words of the Chachamim. And we're saying the Kavanah Brias, in a certain sense, overrides that. The Chachamim allowed their mitzvahs to be overridden because of Kavanah Brias. So, we're going to allow this person, because of Kavanah Brias, to go beyond his Dalet Amos. Tom's Amrin and Hadoi, and Hadoi says an interesting point. So this person is beyond the tchum, and he has the right to now seek out a place where he can relieve himself privately. So, Ibikeach, who, if he's intelligent, Ayol Tchuma, became the all. So, he has the right to travel. So, if you travel back towards the direction of the tchum, and he enters within the tchum, and he finds a private place there, once he's finished, so what happens then? So if he's beyond the tchum, once he's finished, he now has Dalet Amos where he is. He has no right to go back to the first place. But if he travels back within the tchum, then he finishes, he's within the tchum. And once he's within the tchum, that's now mutter, and he's allowed to travel the whole tchum. Okay. Let's see Rashi.
But if he's outside the tchum, he has to relieve himself. Doesn't he have to go to the nearest place?
So he's allowed to move beyond that area where he relieves himself, just because it's also covered of Rias, not to be right next to where he relieves himself. But once he gets beyond the point, so he has no right to go any further.
No, what I'm saying is that...
Yeah, he's at the nearest place.
Yeah.
Right. But if that direction might be within the tchum.
Right.
Of him against his will,
even if he went out Ladas, well, let's see, it's interesting. Okay, Rashi learns the case was that this is all discussing a case where the goyim took him out. Others learn that even if he went out Ladas, once he's in Egypt of Kavanah Brias, he gets that a move. And so he's allowed to move. So the question, what when our doys Svora apply to that situation? So, where Rashi learns, he went out against his will. So, a person goes out against his will. If he comes back intentionally, he doesn't get he only has Dalet Amos. So, this heter to come back is equivalent of coming out back against his will. So, he went out against his will and back against his will. He's mutter. Let's say a person went out with Das. Even if he's brought back against his will, only has Dalet Amos. So, the heter basically is not going to help you with that either. More than that. So Rashi learns. See Rashi. Chazuladas, Mishetziu Nochrim, he was taken out against his will, but Chazuladas came back willfully, the Sechatzchum, Loihavik Kechziru. It's not like the case of the mission where they brought him back, the Tnan Rasis and Kilo Lo Yotze. That case is Kilo Lo Yotze, but this case is not Kilo Lo Yotze. So Mor says that there's a. If Shmuel had not pointed out a case where Goyim, case where he went out intentionally and then Goyim brought him back, that you only have Dalet Amis, I would not have known that from the Mishnah. Because I'm out of Tema. A season with Son and Katani. It wasn't one case, it was two different direction cases, two possibilities, different directions in a certain sense. Either this way or that way. I.e., so the case of Chziru, the Sefer Milsa Bapi Nafshihi, Valaba Ahoitziu Nachrim Koi. It wasn't a continuation of the same case. It was a new case. So the first case was when Goyim took him out. Vachikomar. Mishotziu Nachrim. Bein kishu oimed bechutz, bein shechoz aladas, ein ala dalaramis. You only dalaramis if you come back intentionally. Umishahoye chutzitkum, a person who was chutzitkum, not in the case of God took him out. That was willful. Vechziru nachri, going to run him back, I would have said, bein shahoye, so yitziyosu rishon aladas, bein shalol aladas, ein ala ba'oinis, havkilo lo yotze. Once the going bring you back, you get. In the name of Shmuel, the same of the Mastisan Aresha Mahadr. It's one long case. The only case which has Heter, when he goes out, Ba'inis, he comes back, and he comes back Ba'inis, then he has the Heter. Hutzul in the Nachrim. A person who was taken out against his will, can leave his Dalaram. As Lois has said, Shabbatar, Allah, the Lois Saucer. So it's referring to the law of Lois Sosher. The Gemara says that the Torah requires us to listen to the Chachamim. But over here, the Covenant of Brias overrides and allows the Issur D'Rabbanan. Ken Nardoyan said, Ipikechu, hide an Issur D'Rabbanan, the case a person needs to use is relieve himself. He's now given permission to go beyond his Dalet Amis. So I'll let Chuma come within the Chuma, but keep it all off. And what's the Kilo Lo Yotze? The Rishus, all. He came out back Beheter, Vilegora Mehetziru. So coming back Beheter is not worse than the case where he was brought back against his will, in the case where it was also. The case where you're allowed to go should be not any worse than that. Well, there's a Madama in the moral Tchumen is the Raisa. Maybe even if the old Tchumen is the Raisa, the din of 2,000 Amos is the Rabbanan. The Shir Tchum the Raisa is much longer. So the Tchum which we're dealing with is 2,000 Amos, that's the Rabbanan. Yeah. Okay. Omer Apapa. Let's just couple a little bit more. Four lines on the bottom. Omer Apapa. Perish Yasuchus the Tchum v'chazru. So the same way a person has tchum, his items have tchum. If they roll out beyond the tchum, you can't move them more than the Dalet Amis. They're outside the tchum. And then bechazru, somebody brought them back in. So Rashi says the case is on Yom Tov Yadal Keri. Philip amazed it, even though the person brought them back intentionally. Loif sidu es bekarman. My time anusim nilu. Even though the person brought them back intentionally, but the payers is against their will. They didn't choose to come back. So we deal with the payers, the equivalent of the person, as if it was against their will, and they get now the kilo they're brought back. And they now get the full tchum of the city. Esa Rav Yosef Bar Shemaya Lera Papa. So that's what the Papa said. So Rav Yosef Bar Shemaya asked the Papa from the following brayse. Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omrim. Lalam Asur Machiach, Sulam Akaimah. Shagigan. That the payers are also, unless they come back, Shagigan. Shagigan. B'mezid loy. You're saying that even if they come back b'mezid, they get the full 2,000 amas. The Brisa says, these Rav Chaim and Rav Lezer ben Yaakov say, it's only if it's brought back b'shagig. If it's brought back b'mezid, not. And more answers to Noihi. You're right, that's what the Rav Chaim and Rav Lezer ben Yaakov hold, but the other Tanoim would disagree, and I pass them like the other Tanoim. Tanoihi the Tanya, Per Shiyotu Chuzit Chum, b'shagig. Yechel, b'mezid. If they're taken out b'mezid, lo yechel, they can't be eaten. Even if they were taken out, if they're brought back limkaimon back to their original place, they can be eaten. Shaloi bimkaimon lo yechelu. Okay, so what was the case of my bimkaimon? It says the case of bimkaimon that Rabbi Nechemia says is mutter. Ilema bimkaimon bimezid that they were brought back intentionally. So coming back b'mezid is not acceptable. B'shagigin b'mezid loy. Allah b'mkaimon b'shagig. So that's talking about they came back to their mokim b'shagig. So that wasn't the discussion. Tanakam was discussing a case where they went to Chuzetchum and he makes the difference between Shogging and Mezid. And you're saying this issue isn't Shogging and Mezid, this issue is Mekam and not Mekam. But now you're saying this issue is Shogging and Mezid. So where's the argument? The Tanakam says, Shalom Mekam. When they're still out beyond the Tchum. If they brought back within the tchum, I feel b'mezid. Yechelu, even though they brought back b'mezid, they can be eaten. Lashiv chem and the meimer. No, I feel b'mekayman nami b'shagigin b'mezid loy. So that would be the machlokes tanoim that Rav Papa says. Some more is going to challenge that, but let's leave it for tomorrow.